你们不阿们啊？
你非阿们？
我再讲一遍。愿仁爱和平的神与我们同在。
Let's try this again. May the God of love and peace be with us.
感谢主。弟兄刚带我们，我放上面。你不要被这个夺去你的心。
Don't let this steal your attention.
我们的心要放在主的身上。
Set our heart on the Lord.
弟兄们，你们我们都要喜乐。
Brothers, we need to rejoice.
要做完全人。
Strive for perfection.
要受安慰。
Listen to appeals.
要同心合意。
Be of one mind.
要彼此和睦
and live in peace with each other.
如此仁爱和平的神必常与我们同在
and then the God of love and peace will be with us.
格林说后书的最后有两次说到同在
at the end of 2 Corinthians, he mentioned twice the presence of God.
解释圣经的人告诉我们11节到12节是一个劝勉的话。
Those who study the Bible told us that verse 11 and 12 are greetings.
他劝勉我们要喜乐。
And then here Paul encouraged us to rejoice.
要被补全而成为完全。
And we must strive for perfection.
要受劝慰。
And we must listen to appeal.
我们要一心一意。
And be of one mind.
要彼此相合。
Live in peace.
如此仁爱和平的神就必常与你们同在。
And the God of love and peace will be with you.
你们必须要圣洁。
And you must be holy.
你们问安的时候彼此务要圣洁。
Greet each other with holiness.
这里说到神的同在。
Here it mentions the presence of God.
第十四节。
And verse 14.
是愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
It says that may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的慈爱。
The love of God,
圣灵的感动,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
与我们众人同在,
be with you all.
通过主耶稣基督的恩惠,
through the grace of Jesus Christ,
叫我们更知道神的慈爱,
so that we'll know more about the love of God.
在这所有领受过的人的心里面所存的就是感谢, 感激, 感动。
Those of us who have received such love only have thanksgiving and gratefulness in our heart.
就是感动。
And that's the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵在我们里面的交通。这是刚刚我替弟兄翻成中文的。神的同在。
In the presence of God.
今天我们要交通从迦南地来认识神的同在。
Today we want to see it through the land of Canaan.
我们首先看迦南地。
Let's first take a look at the land of Canaan.
然后我们来看主耶稣教导门徒来认识饼的事情。
And then we'll learn how our Lord Jesus taught the disciples about the bread.
在末了我们来彼此的劝勉看看这件事情来在神的同在里面是怎么样的生活的。
And finally, I want to exhort all of you that we'll learn how to live in the presence of God.
迦南地
The land of Canaan.
迦南是这个名是一个人的名字。
Canaan is a person's name.
洪水以后一家只有八口。
After the great
得救
After the great flood, we know that only eight people survived.
因为在他们在船里面
because they were in the ark
这三个家有这个这三个家的儿子这三个家的当然还有父母啊就是是闪寒雅佛
and we know that that's parents and with three sons and their wives that's eight people
寒的儿子叫做有一个儿子叫做迦南
and and Ham is one of the sons, and Canaan is Ham's descendant.
巴别塔以后，迦南就住在西顿。他说，在圣经上告诉我们，西顿在这里。
Bible mentioned that after the Tower of Babel, Canaan moved to Sidon.
然后到了加沙，在这里。And
then he moved to Gaza.
然后他们往东走，到了索多玛、俄梅拉。And
then they migrated eastward to Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后他们往上走，到了这个死海的旁边。 在这个地方，有一个地方，这个图上没有写啊，在这个地方。Then
they moved northward, closer to the sea of, closer to the shore of that sea. But that place was not marked on this map.
这叫做弟兄补满我的不足。And
here our brother is compensating.
这个叫做成为完全，做完全人。我讲的是圣经。Here
we see an example of striving for perfection.
我讲到，我们在这里讲，可能会口渴，弟兄倒杯水，他补满我的不足。As
you see that I may be thirsty when I
我们说中文,
speak, but brothers brings me water.
有弟兄姊妹在这里，有 young generation 或者说弟兄经文的弟兄姊妹们，我们说的不足，有弟兄翻译来补足这个不足。We
know that some brothers and sisters need translation, so we have translators here.
做完全人。
So we need to aim for perfection, completeness.
希伯来文的意思，希腊文的意思，就是叫我们跟补往那个补足是一个字。And
here is that word strive for perfection is actually the same word describing the repairing of net.
等会儿我们再解释。Fishnet.
所以在迦南他住的这个地方，就在这一块的地方里面。So Canaan basically lived in this land.
我们就看到神就呼召了一个人，叫做亚伯拉罕。Then
we read that God called out a person, Abraham.
从大河的那边过了河，然后米索比达米亚，然后他要往迦南地，就是这块地方。So
he left Mesopotamia, crossed the Euphrates, and migrated into the land of Canaan.
从迦南地，我们可以看到神同在的道路，神同在的方法。If
we look at the land of Canaan, we'll learn how God's presence is with us.
是神亲自引导亚伯拉罕去承继这一块产业的地方。So
God Himself guided Abraham into this land to take possession, to take this land as His possession.
是神自己告诉他说。 这个地不仅仅赐给你，也赐给你的后裔。And
God told Abraham that this land is given to him and his descendants.
圣经用了一个字，叫做承继，给他的子孙。And
the Bible used the word possession to describe it.
也就是用 inheritance.
Inheritance.
他接受了一个地方，叫做迦南，一个 property。 By inheritance.
And so the descendants of Abraham received this land of Canaan as their inheritance.
亚伯拉罕去的时候，跟他的妻子带着他的侄儿罗德一起去。So
when Abraham went there, he went there with his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot.
等到他们都发达的时候，when they prospered
there,
这块地。 容不下他们两个人。The
land became too small for them.
因为他们的财物太多。Because
they were very wealthy in livestock and many other things.
圣经说这样使他们不能同居。And
the Bible told us then they could not live together.
亚伯拉罕的牧人跟罗德的牧人相争。The
herdmen of Abraham and the herdmen of Lot start to quarrel with each other.
可是当他们分开以后，亚伯拉罕住在迦南。Then
they departed from each other, and Abraham chose to remain in the land of Canaan.
那一个要启示他、带领他的这一位创造天地的主，就跟 跟他讲话, 启示他,
the God who revealed his will to Abraham and spoke to him.
他在哪里呢? 他住在世间, 这个爱跟, 伯特利的中间, 在那个地方。
At that time, Abraham lived in Shechem, which is between Ai and Bethel.
神告诉他,
and God told him to look in all four directions.
凡你看见的这地,
everywhere that you can see, I will give you as a possession, as inheritance to you and your offspring.
赐给你跟你的子子孙孙,
and it shall be yours and of your offspring.
亚伯拉罕那时候没有孩子,
at that time, Abraham had no child.
神跟他说, 你要起来, 纵横走遍这个地, 因为我要把这个地赐给你。
And God commanded Abraham to rise up and walk all around this land because he will give it to him.
他要承受, 是神允许他, 带领他去承受这块地, 这一块地, 但是他既要起来, 他要看见, 他要起来纵横行走。
God did promise to give this land to him as inheritance, but he still must rise up and walk about in this land and to take possession.
你在基督里走过吗?
Have you walked with Christ in your life?
亚伯兰就从这个地方就搬了帐篷, 逐渐逐渐地搬到了一个地方叫做希伯伦。
Then gradually Abraham moved his tent to a place called Hebron.
希伯伦的意思就是交通。
Hebron means fellowship.
就是fellowship。 就是交通, 什么意思?
What does that fellowship mean?
你要得到的产业, 你需要与你的子子孙孙一起的分享。
That means that the thing that you're going to inherit, that you have the land you're going to inherit, you have to share with your children, your offspring.
过了伯特利以后, 开始, 然后逐渐逐渐的, 他们有了自己的 有他的亚伯拉罕以撒雅各 他这样子在这种一步一步的里面 他说你在家里面 一个家是同一个生命的
After this the family grow bigger. We know that King Isaac and Jacob they have the same life.
你要得到这一个丰富的地 这个产业 你在家里面要有一点 要有彼此分享 彼此的交通。
If you want to inherit the possession, you must share within the family. Fellowship within the family.
第二个, 亚伯拉罕, 圣经上告诉我们, 亚伯拉罕因着信, 神就以他为对的。
And also, Bible told us that Abraham believed in God, and God credited as his righteousness.
Faith, 信心, 是预备他来接受神的应许的这一条路。
That Abraham's faith is the way that prepared him to receive this inheritance.
但是亚伯拉罕相信, 他不是信, 他是信, 他有个对象, 就是神的自己, 就是神的话。
And whatever Abraham's faith is based on is the word of God, the promise of God.
因为他要用自己的方法去得这块地, 生了以斯玛利。
And he tried to use his own way to take possession, so he gave birth to Ishmael.
神这个向他说话的神, 启示他的神, 就告诉他说, 你自己本身所生的, 才能够成为你的后裔。
But God revealed to Abraham that only the one who is born of you yourself that will receive this land.
怎么可能? 我根本连孩子都没有, 亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham was wondering how that can be.
神就带他去看, 你看天上的星有多少。
And God asked him to look upward at the sky. How many stars are there?
你数得过来吗?
Can you count the stars in the sky?
你的后裔就要像这样。
And your offspring will be as many as the stars in the sky.
信是得到这个产业的一条路。
And faith is the way that you can take possession of God's promise.
之后, 这个亚伯兰有一次就问神说：“耶和华，我怎么知道我怎么必然知道一定会知道得这块地为业呢？”
And after that, one time Abraham asked God, "How can I be sure that you are giving me this land as possession, an inheritance?"
神跟他立约。
And then God confirmed a covenant with him.
这个约，我想我不用讲，弟兄姊妹都听过弟兄姊妹交通，他是。有一个要把一个三年的母山羊，三年的母牛，三年的母山羊，三年的公绵羊，一个斑鸠，一个周鸽，然后拿来以后劈开。
And I think you have learned that the Bible told us that Abraham went to get a heifer, a goat, a ram, a pigeon, and another bird, and he cut it in half.
一半一半的对着摆，他中间要走过去。
And he has to set the halves opposite to each other, and he has to go in between. He has to go cross in between.
后来亚伯拉罕睡着了。
But Abraham he fell asleep.
所以是解释圣经就告诉我们，这一个劈开又动物要死要被撇开，就是先就像主耶稣身体被裂开，就像那个饼被剥开，我的身体被剥开，那一个是一个十字架的路。
And the Bible told us that the animals that was cut in half as sacrifice represent Jesus Christ, whose body was broken for us, just like when we break the bread.
所以立约的方式是这样子，立约的内容是这个样子，要经过这个约，然后经过死，他能够进到这一个，得到这样一个产业。
And this is the way God made the covenant through death, and then Abraham can receive the inheritance, the possession.
我想我们说英语的 youth 都可以讲这个故事给大家听。
I think even the young people here can tell us this story.
我相信他可以补足我不足，因为我太啰嗦了。
I think maybe I speak too much about this.
我再继续讲，到后来等到亚伯兰以后，摩西。要把他们，结果神的百姓就到了埃及，在埃及就发达，就在这里能够有人口很多。那之后呢，神就向摩西启示，你要把埃及为奴的地，你要把他们带到迦南地。
And we learned later that God's people they went down to Egypt and there they prospered and their number increased tremendously. And then God revealed to Moses that He will bring people out of Egypt.
他要从为奴之地带到他说流奶与蜜之地。
From the land of slavery, they'll be brought out into the land flowing with milk and honey.
神告诉他说，我的百姓在那里受苦，我看见了。
And God told Moses that my people are suffering in Egypt. I saw that.
他受诸公的辖制，发出哀声，我听见了。
And the Egyptians are mistreating them, and I have heard their cry.
我就知道他们在痛苦，所以我下来就要叫他们脱离埃及人的手。
I know they're in suffering and pain, and I will come down and save them.
我要带他们到一个地方，神自己说是一个流奶与蜜之地，是一个美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
And God said, I will bring them to a beautiful wide land flowing with milk and honey.
但是他带的方法是什么呢？
But how will God accomplish that?
他说我像老鹰把他背在身上把他们带出来。
And the Bible says God is like an eagle, spread his wing and take the Israelites on the back of his wing out of Egypt.
但是不是只有这样吗？他说我带你们去那个地啊，那个里面有迦南人，有赫人，亚摩利，比利洗，西莫人，耶布斯人都在这里。
And more than that, God also told them that the land I'll bring you into, there you will see Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, Perizzites, Hivites,and Hittites, a lot of different people there.
迦南地是美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地， 但是也有那一个在征战上的对象，有仇敌的。
Even though Canaan is a beautiful, broad, white land, but still there is battle there to be fought. There are enemies there.
他不单单他们神向他启示说这是美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
And not only God revealed to them that this is a beautiful land flowing with milk and honey.
摩西在他们走到加底斯的时候
，and when Moses took them to Kadesh,
图上没有，因为这是现在这是不在这个图上，在下面一点。
And this map may not be big enough to cover that. It's further south.
摩西就选了。那个时候他们已经有十二个支派，一个支派就选一个人，然后派十二个探子就要进去。
At that time, God commanded Moses to choose one from each tribe, the 12 tribes.
他们从南地上来，也到了希伯伦。
And the 12 spies went to explore the land. They left Negev and they also reached Hebron.
他们从那里砍了一个葡萄树的一枝，上头有一串葡萄，但这串葡萄要两个人扛。
And there they cut a cluster of grapes, and the cluster of grapes is so heavy that they have to use a pole and two people to carry back.
我们去的时候，我们一个手就拿起来。
But when I got there, I can use one hand to lift up a cluster of grapes.
但当时他们去的时候带了这个东西，带了这一串葡萄，这一挂葡萄，然后还有就逃要回来报告给他们的时候，告诉他那真是流奶与蜜之地。
So the 12 spies came back with the cluster of grapes, and they reported, indeed the land is a land flowing with milk and honey.
但你看看这个就是这个地方的果子。
Just look at the fruit that this land produces.
他们就跟着他说，这个我们神给我们的地真是美地。
And they confirmed that the land that God gave them is a beautiful land.
可是他后面有个然而。
Then they said something, but...
那个地有的民很强壮。
They said the people living in this land are very strong.
城墙也很宽大。
And their city walls are tall and wide.
有亚纳族人、亚玛人住在南地。
And the Anna and the Amorites live in the southern.
有赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地。
And the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country.
还有迦南人住在海边的约旦河边。
And the Canaanites live in the shore of the Mediterranean.
这个时候，十二个探子，十个人投票不去，两个人投票说我们该去。
And then we learned 10 out of the 12 spies voted that they should not try to go into that land.
他们不一心一意。
They are not of one mind.
他们不肯上去。
They refused to go up.
他们不顺服神的命令。
They did not obey God's command.
我不知道那个时候是不是有少数服从多数的投票。
I don't know if the voting system is in place that time.
但他们不去。
But they decided they won't go.
后来约书亚，神兴起约书亚，率领以色列人进到这一个所谓的应许之地。
Then God, you know, then you God raised up Joshua, and he led the people into the land of promise.
神告诉约书亚说，我会与你们同在。
God promised Joshua that he will be with them.
他跟约书亚一开始就告诉他说，你要起来，你要进入那个地，我要把他这个地赐给你，凡你脚掌所踏的地都是你的。
God told Joshua, rise up every land you set your foot on, I will give you as possessions.
神三次跟他讲说，你要刚强壮胆，不要害怕，不要退缩，要大大的壮胆。
God told Joshua to be strong and do not fear.
同时他说我跟你们同在。
And he promised that I will be with you.
有的时候我们有神的应许。
any time that we have the promise of God,
我们有神的话,
if we have the word of God,
我们也有神的同在,
then we have God's presence with us.
但是进入应许之地有征战,
but it's through battles that we enter the land of promise.
他发现迦南的七族都在眼前,
and then they found out all the seven tribes, they're all there in the land of Canaan.
记得约书亚跟摩西一起在旷野的时候, 他们在山顶上, 今天的色豹山啊, 在他那边打仗, 征战, 跟亚玛力人征战。
And we know that before that, Joshua and Moses, they went through a battle in the Negev with the Amalekites.
亚玛力人 跟他们受如此的近，总是从后面来攻击他们。他们的老弱妇孺都走在后头，但是他从后面来攻击他们。
And the Amalekites always sneaked in and attacked the Israelites from the backside and attacked the weaker people.
好像是在他们肉体的里面跟他们有一个属灵的征战，是对付他们这些人。
And this is like the spiritual battle in the flesh.
可是等到他过了约旦河以后。 还是有征战，这个时候征战是迦南的七族，这个征战是属灵的征战。
But after they crossed the River Jordan into Canaan,
是对付仇敌的，对他们的敌人的征战。
And their enemies are the seven peoples of the Canaanites.
所以说我们要他要去得到这个产业的时候，他会遇到抵挡，但是有黑暗的势力要我们去得着这一个应许之地。
So when we rise up and take possession of the inheritance, the promised land, there will be resistance from the evil power.
刚刚弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌，有没有摸到你里面的深处？
And when we our brother led us to sing that song, have that touched your heart?
真的，有的时候开同工会，你会就是说，等到我到天上才不要开。
Sometimes you're in some co-worker meeting and you tell yourself, When I'm in heaven, I don't need to have any more co-worker meeting. That's a blessing.
其实很多时候那个对象不是在弟兄身上，是在我们自己的身上，是在那个仇敌的工作上面。But
a lot of times we know the battle is not with our brother. It's a battle with the evil one.
但是他们得胜。But
they triumph.
所以他们到最后可以分地。Then
they can divide then. They went and divided land.
他们打了大概七年的战争,
and they went through 7 years of war.
这些地方,这些族人没有被完全征服,
even though they did not conquer all the inhabitants of Canaan.
他们个人经历在这一块地里面所的各族的经历不同, 但是他们都是一个目标, 就是在迦南地方。
Even though each of the 12 tribes experienced differently, but they have one goal, that is to drive out the Canaanites and take possession of the land.
也还有两个半支派愿意不要进到里面,而住在约旦河的东边。
And two and a half tribes, they ask that they will take the land east of Jordan and will not live in the land of Canaan.
这一块地也是神立大卫做王的时候, 从圣经告诉我们, 他的国疆界是从但一直到别示巴。
And in this land, when God established David as king, we know that his kingdom is from Dan to Beersheba.
但是在这里面, 神启示给他在大卫在哪里做王呢? 是在又在希伯伦做王。
And where was David anointed as the king? That happened in Hebron.
大卫在希伯伦做犹大的王七年零六个月。
David was the king of Judah in Hebron for 7 years.
在耶路撒冷做以色列和犹大的王33年。
And he was the king of the whole Israel in Jerusalem for 33 years.
他先要攻取西安的那个宝藏，所以他成为大卫的城，是大卫的家。
He must take the fortress in the Zion.
圣经告诉我们, 神选了西安当作自己的居所。
And the Bible told us that God has chose Mount Zion to be his dwelling place.
他说在西安放了一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固的，是宝贵的房角石，信靠他的必不着急。
The Bible says there's a stone, chosen stone, tested true, and it was from in Zion, it's the cornerstone.
刚刚我们
whoever trusted shall not,
excuse me,
shall be burned.
刚刚弟兄带我们唱了一首诗歌叫神的同在。
And just now, we, our brother led us to sing a song of God's presence with us.
诗篇133篇是大卫写的上行的诗。
And this is from Psalm 133. This is a song of ascent written by David.
他要说要从黑门山到西安，这个有个甘露要飘下来。
It mentions that the dew of Mount Hermon is falling on Mount Zion.
黑门山大概是九千多尺。
Mount Hermon is about 9,000 feet high.
西安山大概只有一千。
Mount Zion is about only 1,000 feet.
你们看到，如果看到这个一圈一圈圈，每一个环就是十个 mile。黑暗山在这里，一二三四五六七八九十十一，大概一百英里，一百。
And every grid on this map represents 10 miles, so the distance between Mount Hermon and Mount Zion is about 100 miles.
我想今天住在 Kansas City, 你们很容易感觉到那一个有如果有季风来的时候，很容易就从洛杉矶，每一次洛杉矶又下大雨，或者说西岸下大雨，慢慢就到了 Kansas City, 对不对？
And since you live in Kansas City, you're familiar that the wind actually blows from west coast to east.
黑门山的积雪，它都是水汽，会连连不断从上面飘到，一直达到西安山。
The snow on top of Mount Hermon will be carried by the wind all the way to Jerusalem, Mount Zion.
在西安，他遇到冷空气，他结成甘露。
And there it meets the cold air, and then we see the dew forms.
这是北风。
And this is the wind blowing from north.
有的时候啊，飘来的山露啊，在当地的人就告诉我们。他说好像下雨一样的那么浓。
And the local people told us sometimes there's so much dew, it feels like it's raining.
我们知道以色列这块地方其实对雨量来讲它是非常不够的，是不很小的。
And we know that there's not a rain in Israel.
它雨量是很分散的其实。
And it's quite scattered.
可是因为黑门的甘露可以叫农作物可以滋润，可以非常的丰富。
And so the dew of Mount Hermon is very important. It nurtures the crops.
尤其是到了加利利这边。
Especially around the Galilee.
那边产有非常丰富，今天以色列的出口，农作物的出口就是在那里。
There's a lot of farms there, and most of the farm exports from Israel is produced in Galilee.
黑门的山路对大卫的经历来讲，在大卫的经历以及他所有的，因为他讲的和睦同居啊，弟兄们是他的整个的弟兄们，看到这样的实际的情形的时候，他觉得这就好像黑门的山路一直降到锡安山做滋润。
And this is something that David experienced personally, that is, when brother lives in unity, it's like the dew of Mount Hermon falling on Mount Zion.
是居住在这一块地上的人能够得到丰富的供应。
So people living in this land, they are supplied abundantly.
他也讲到这一个膏油，圣灵的油，从亚伦就是大祭司啊，那当然是预表基督了，从他的元首，从的头一直流到衣襟，流到胡须，流到衣襟。
And it also mentions that the anointing of oil, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it flow from the beard, Aaron's robe.
我们如果读到旧约的时候，我们看知道这个衣襟是很长的，遮住脚的。
And we read from the Old Testament that the robe that the priest wear is very long. It covered even to the feet.
这个膏油的量是非常非常的丰富，一直从头到脚。
And the anointing oil, there's so much anointing oil, so it flows all the way from the beard to the robe.
头圣灵充满浇灌下来以后，他身体也一样受到滋润，然后一直到源源不断的在那里，叫身体。到今天为止，只要在基督耶稣里的人，圣灵的浇灌，圣灵的油。 仍然在我们，叫我们被凝成一个身体，叫我们在和睦，能够同居。
The anointing oil of the Holy Spirit flows from the head to the whole body. And in today, spiritually, we know this is true. And everyone who lives in Christ receives this anointing.
这块地,
so that we can live in unity.
这块地也是耶稣诞生的地方，在伯利恒。
And we all know this is the land where Jesus was born.
他在那里传道。
That's where he preached.
受苦,
he suffered.
被杀,
he was killed there.
乃葬,
he was buried there.
复活,
he was risen from death there.
他升天,
and he ascended to heaven from there.
他告诉他,
and he told disciples that he will come again back to this land.
圣经告诉我们,
and the Bible says that the fullness of God lives in him.
这一件事情，在以赛亚的时候，就告将在以色列的王国的时代，就是在这一个亚哈斯犹大王亚哈斯的时候，神就已经晓谕他。And
this was even prophesied by Isaiah at the time of King Ahaz, Judah.
他说：“主要给你们一个兆头。”And
the Bible says that God will give you a sign.
必有童女。 怀孕生子，起名叫以马内利。
And virgin will give birth to a child, and his name shall be called Emmanuel.
神的同在，当主耶稣诞生的时候，给他取名叫耶稣。
And Emmanuel means God with us. And when Jesus was born, his name was given Jesus.
玛利亚的先生约瑟很犹豫，所以神向他启示，天使向他启示，告诉他，你要胆大把他取回来，但是呢。 他取名叫耶稣，他是为了要应验先知的话，有童女怀孕生子，他就是神与人同在。And
we know Mary's fiance Joseph was hesitating, but God revealed to him in dream that he should take Mary as his bride, and the virgin will give birth to a child. His name shall be called Jesus, and he is God with us. Emmanuel.
Amen. 我去了两次。
I've been to the Holy Land twice.
回来以后，弟兄姊妹有好几次跟我说，你要把你的得着来跟我们分享。
After I returned, some brothers encouraged me to share my experience or what I learned there.
我在那里没有看到亚伯拉罕。
You know that I did not see Abraham there.
我也没有看到摩西,
and I did not see Moses.
我也没有看到约书亚,
not Joshua.
也没看到大卫,
or David.
但是这位又真又活的神借着耶稣基督在我里面向我启示。
But this living true God revealed his will in me through Jesus Christ.
他说我就是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
你不需要去，但是你不是说不要去。你不一定要去，你只要信，你就可以得着。
You don't have to go. Now, I don't mean you don't go, but you don't really have to go there, but you will receive the same blessing if you believe.
他就是生命的粮。
Because he is the bread of life.
他在这里带领门徒在这里行走的时候，因为这一块地就是耶稣基督的脚踪。
He led the disciple walking in this land, and in this land you find his footsteps.
我们第一次去要把四福音合参读七遍。
And before my first visit, we are required to read the four gospels seven times.
叫我们看到他以四个月节来分他的行踪。
And his ministry can be divided by the four different Passover that in Jesus' life.
来看到他的 footsteps.
And there we will learn his footsteps.
第二次去，他叫我们读马可福音二十遍。
And before the second visit, we are told to read the Gospel of Mark 20 times.
还要考试。
And there was a quiz.
还有奖学金。
And there's also a reward.
我都没拿到。
I did not get it.
弟兄说，你们没念完的，你要回去再念，因为神还有恩典给你。
And the brother told us that if we didn't finish 20 times, we need to finish it because there we'll find God's grace.
你既然来了，你既然是你答应神的，你就要完成这件事。
Because it's a promise to God, we have to fulfill it.
他带领门徒，告诉门徒，我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus taught the disciple, his disciple that Jesus himself is the bread of life.
他告诉他，我把神的话撒在你们里面，心里面。
Jesus said, I scattered the word of God in your heart.
他就是道神的话的肉身，他就是神的话的发表。
Because he's the word of God become flesh.
他把种子道撒在人的心田里面。
He scattered the seed, which is the word of God, in our hearts.
他告诉他们说，但是你要小心。
But he also cautioned them, be careful.
这里有仇敌会把种子叼走。
And the enemy is also doing his work to take away the seed.
这里会因着道而受了患难，而受逼迫。
Because of the persecution and hardship, the word may be persecute.
是你要小心，还有世外面的东西，世上的思虑，钱财的迷惑，跟别样的私欲会进来。
And also we need to guard against the worries of this world and the love of money.
你就不能够结果子。
And then you will not bear fruit.
但是那撒在好土里面呢，就是人听了又接受又领受了，并且结果子30倍、60倍、100倍。
But when the seed falls into the good soil, that is, if we listen and we believe, take it into our heart, you will bear fruit 30 times, 60 times, 100 times.
当你结实了，是他说，那你们是属于国度之子，是天国之子。
For you are the sons of the kingdom of heaven.
这个时候你们是种子，我把你们撒在世界里。
Then you are the seed that I sow in the world.
但是你要小心。
But still, you need to be careful.
这里有仇敌撒败的。
Because the enemy is also spreading the weed.
但是你不可以把它拉出拔出来。
But right now is not the time to pull out weed.
那个不是你的事。
That's not a work for you.
那是等到收割的时候，要神要处理的事，天使要神要差派天使处理的事情。
When it's harvest time, God will send angels to take care of that. Our Lord taught that first the seed was sown.
然后会发苗。
Then it starts to grow.
然后才会长穗。
Then you will see the stalk.
然后果实会累累。
And then you will see the kernels and the head.
你真的丰富丰满的时候，那个头就那就是坠下去的。弟兄告诉我们说，你看到吗？那不是弯腰哈背，那是谦卑的象征。
If you are truly rich in Christ, then your head will lay low with humility.
有一次门徒跟着他，他说他忘了带饼了。他因为是忘带饼，那主就跟他们讲，你要注意这个饼里面的酵。
And one time that we know that the disciples said forgot to bring the bread, and the Lord warned them about the yeast.
你要小心，不可以假冒为善。
You must avoid hypocrisy.
你要小心，不可以说有没有复活的事。
And you should not preach that there is no resurrection.
你要小心希律。
And you must be careful with Herod.
那时候希律分封为王，就是加利利这块地方。
And that time we know Herod the Antipas, he had the land of Galilee.
这边是腓力的管辖之区。
And across the Jordan River is his brother Philip's territory.
当使徒约翰被杀了以后，希律王就以为是使徒约翰复活了，但是他很喜欢听使徒约翰讲道的，他就以为耶稣是使徒约翰复活了。
We know that Herod killed John the Baptist, even though he liked to hear John the Baptist preaching, he killed him, and then he heard Jesus, and he saw Jesus with John. Was John the Baptist came back to life?
希律对约翰很有兴，使徒约翰很有兴趣，希律对耶稣也很有兴趣。
Herod was very interested in John the Baptist, and so was he for Jesus Christ.
所以他就说要去找见耶稣。
So he wanted to see. He wanted to meet Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣就暗暗地带着他门徒。渡到那边去，到了腓力的管辖，在那个地方，他才带了门徒上了该撒利亚腓力比，让门徒得到启示，自己的口里说出来，你就是基督，是神的儿子。
And the Bible told us that secretly, Jesus and disciples crossed Jordan River into the that Philip's territory, and there, God revealed to the disciples that Jesus is Christ.
从此以后，他告诉他，人子要到家，要被杀，要受害，被杀。
And from then on, he started to teach disciples that the Son of Man must suffer and die.
还要复活。
But he will resurrect it.
他说：“一个麦子不落在地里死了，不能够结出许多子粒来。
If a kernel of wheat does not fall into the ground and die, it will not bear many seed.
这个麦子要磨碎。
The kernel of the wheat must be broken,
要被
grinded,
被烘烤。”
And it must be baked with heat.
做成饼。
Then we have loaf of bread.
主对他的门徒说。
So our Lord told his disciples.
他拿吃饭的时候，饭晚餐以后拿起饼来。
On the dinner table, he took the bread.
他祝谢了。
And he gave thanks.
他拨开。
And he broke it.
他说这是我的身体。
So this is my body.
为你们舍的。
Given for you.
他又跟门徒说
，And he also told the disciples.
圣经也告诉我们
，And the Bible also mentioned.
我们虽然多，还是一个饼。
Although we're many, we're of one bread.
是一个身体
，One body.
因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Because we all participate in this one bread.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是饼的故事。
This is the story of bread。
很奇妙的是，主到了伯赛大。
Amazingly, when our Lord went to Bethsaida，
开了一个瞎眼的人。
And he saw a blind man。
这个之前，他有给五千人吃饱，给四千人吃饱。
And before that, he feeds 5,000 one time, another time 4,000 people.
不但吃饱，还有鱼。
And not only they all had the food that there's left over.
但他也告诉他不仅仅自己这样，他也告诉他门徒，你们也要背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
He told his disciples to take up their cross and follow him.
圣灵借着保罗在哥林多后书最后的时候告诉说，
And the Holy Spirit through Paul's words in at the very end of 2 Corinthians.
这样或者如此，那平安和仁爱、爱跟和平的神就必常与你们同在。
He said, "Thus the God of love and peace will be with you."
在哪里呢？
How do we find this?
在什么地方你能你我跟能够享受神的同在呢？
Where can we enjoy the presence of God?
他说，弟兄们。 在喜要喜乐。
Paul said, "Brothers, rejoice."
不管怎么样，他们是弟兄，是一个饼，是一个从神从基督来所生，从圣灵所生的，是在圣灵所进程的一个身子里面。Nevertheless,
they were baptized into one body by the Holy Spirit. They participate in one bread.
他说：“你可以靠主来喜乐。”Paul
said, "Rejoice in the Lord."
喜乐的那一个窍、那个诀、那一个秘诀，就是在跟主的关系、跟神的关系。The
secret of rejoicing is your relationship with our Lord.
我相信我讲这里的时候，圣灵会在概念你的心里，当你们知道如何的祷告亲近神。
I know the Holy Spirit will guide each of you to get close to God.
当我们借着耶稣基督跟神和好，跟神的关系好的时候，
and when we are reconciled with God through Jesus Christ,
我们就有喜乐。
There we will receive the true joy.
越靠近主，我们就越喜乐。
The closer we are with God, the more joy we have.
外面有患难。
Even though there's hardship outward,
难处可能还没有拿走,
and even the difficulty may still be there.
这个喜乐是一个得胜的表示,
but the joy in you is a symbol of your triumph.
那个在摩西时代，那个对抵挡摩西，然后可拉的后裔可拉的人，在那里后来被地裂开，被吞噬。
We know that in Old Testament time, Korah led people to oppose Moses. And the land opened and devoured them.
但是你不知道什么，他们居然有个后裔。
But you also read in the Bible that there's descendants of Korah.
可拉的后裔，他说我要赞美神。
The descendants of Korah in Psalm said, "I shall praise the Lord."
因为你叫我住在这个美地，在神的殿中。
Because you let me dwell in your house, your temple.
在那里。
And he said, "There,
麻雀, 孤零零的麻雀,
sparrow, the lonely bird,
在那里, 那里有一个祭坛,
there's an altar in the temple,
是祭坛那里,
so at the altar,
要有香气在那里去闻,
if you want to find the fragrance in the temple, you go there,
但是因着那个祭坛,
because of that altar,
可以叫 麻雀为自己找到房屋。
The sparrows will find a nesting place.
叫燕子能够为自己找到包雏之窝。
And swallow will find a place to bring their young.
很多的时候我们在忧虑。
Oftentimes we worry.
神说你来祷告。
But God calls us to pray.
把你心中所想的 借着祷告祈求加上感谢告诉我，
whatever is in your mind, submit it to God through prayer.
我在基督耶稣里把赐人意外的平安给你们。
And in Jesus Christ, you shall receive the peace that transcends your understanding.
保罗知道哥林多教会，他写了一封信去，大概言语很责备。他说：“所以他跟他讲，我写信了，我会叫你们在哥林多教会里面忧愁。”
Paul said he has a lot of admonishing words in the letters to the Corinthians. But he said, my purpose was not to make you worry.
我们弟兄已经跟我们分享，可是呢，他说啊，这个弟兄姊妹啊，可以按照神的意思来忧愁。
But he also said, if you sorrow according to the purpose of God,
那就不是叫人死的那种世俗的忧愁。
And that's not the sorrow of this world, which brings death.
这个忧愁呢，叫你生出没有懊悔的，以至于得救。
And this sorrow will produce salvation with no regret.
这件事情，保罗虽然有难处也好，弟兄姊妹也有难处，但是他跟弟兄姊妹当中，他说这个事情叫我喜乐。
Even though it was not easy for Paul or for the Corinthians, but Paul said, this makes me rejoice.
高兴跟喜乐不一样啊。
Brothers and sisters, we must learn that to be happy is different from joyful.
我的领受高兴是，举个例子嘛，你到电影院里去，放到一个喜剧，哈哈大笑。
Give you an example. You go to the movie theater, you saw a comedy movie, and you laugh.
你出来以后。 没有那个喜乐，没有那个，不是那个喜乐，因为喜乐不是那样，不是一个感觉，因为它是从圣灵里面所结出的果子。
That's not the joy Bible mentions, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以他主跟在那个时候跟他们带领门徒跟门徒讲说，我已经跟你们说了。
So our Lord taught the disciple. He said, I have told you.
是我的喜乐存在你的心里，叫你的喜乐可以满出来的。
That my joy shall remain in you, and that it will overflow.
跟这一个喜乐的泉，跟生命，跟这一个喜乐连在一起，你就会觉得有里面越来越有。但是你要送出去，你就要喜乐，你自己喜乐也能够把这个喜乐给别人。So
if you're connected to the wellspring of life, you will have true joy, and then you are obligated to share with others.
所以主才会跟他讲说，凡有的还要加给你们啊，叫你还有余。
And that's why the Lord said, those who have will receive more, so that you have extra.
他说要被成全，要不做完全人。
That's why we learn here that we need to strive for perfection.
彼此补全。
And we will restore each other.
他在保罗的经历，圣灵启示他的头，他的哥林多的教会说，他说呀，这一个俊美啊，你如果俊美，你用不着装饰。And in his spiritual
experience, Paul taught that if a beautiful body and you don't need any decor.
可是神在他的身体里面。 他的教会里面，把加倍的体面要给那缺欠的肢体。
And in God's church, more blessing is given to the bodies that are lack of.
要完全，要彼此补足。
We must be perfect. We must restore each other.
你要受安慰，你要受劝勉。
And on the other hand, you must listen to appeal. Take comfort.
教会里面，在保罗的经历跟圣灵的启示里面，他要劝他什么呢？
And what is Paul trying to exhort the Corinthians here?
如果有人犯罪，他忧愁的不得了，众人责罚他，那你就够了嘛。但是呢，你要赦免他，你要安慰他，你要叫他得安慰。所以说呢，怎么呢？他说你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱。
So if someone is sin, he's in such a sorrow. Paul said, you must forgive him and show him reaffirm your love toward him.
他说劝什么呢? 安慰什么呢? 要他们替基督来求与神和好。
And what is the appeal and exhortation here? That is to restore the relationship, be reconciled with God.
我们一起与神同工的。 干嘛呢? 我们要彼此相劝, 你不可以徒受他的恩典。
We work with God and we must tell each other we shall not receive His grace in vain.
我们交通过 马其顿教队的光捐献的光景，那保罗就劝哥林多跟劝提多要告诉他们，这些在你们中间已经成办好的是个慈惠的恩典的事情，你就把它办成了。
And we've learned that in this letter that the Church of Macedonia, how the and on the matter of giving, they have done so much.
他在基督里劝他们，安慰他们，说什么呢？他说：“你要知道，我们在争不是靠着血气征战。”
He encouraged the Corinthians that we do not fight.With our flesh.
我们征战的兵器不是属血气的。
And that weapon we use is not of flesh.
你知道耶稣要怎么打的仗吗？
Do you know how Joshua fought the battles?
他说是要把人的心意夺回，使他都归顺基督。
And Paul taught that we are taking people's heart back so that they will obey, they'll be obedient to the Lord.
大家要一心一意。
So we must be of one mind.
我们这个不同心啊。
If we're not of one mind,
没有，这个不准我讲，不是在我们的灵里面，是在我们的心思里面不合。
A lot of time it's not in the spirit that we are different, but it's actually in our thought and mind we are different.
你说东他就脱西。
You talk about this, and he talks about something on the opposite end.
怎么能够相合？
And how can we become of one mind?
他说，只有在基督的心意里面，才能够弟兄姊妹才能够相合。
Paul said, only in the mind of Jesus Christ, then we can be of one mind.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要试着去说服别人，或者去调和，去叫人相合，那个不久的。
And brothers and sisters.I think you don't want to try to persuade others or compromise. That will not reach the oneness.
基督的心是一个虚己的心。
And we know that the mind of Christ is a mind of humility.
虚己成了奴仆。
He humbled himself to take the form of slave.
主是说我来做仆人，他说我要服侍人，做多人的赎价的。
And the Lord said, I come to serve.And I am the redemption price for many.
这个门徒在中间呢、啊，他就跟他是这个这个在路上的跟随主的，在就在那个地方，就跟他们议论，跟彼此的议论。那主就问他说：“你们在说什么？”
And the disciples start to talk among themselves, and Jesus asked them, "What are you guys talking about?"
原来他们在路上彼此争谁大。
Actually, they were arguing among themselves. Who is the greatest among themselves?
不是做左右的事哈，是另外一件。他叫他真是伟大。
This is different from the other incidents when John and James wanted to sit to the left and right of Jesus.
主就抱顶过一个小孩子来。
And the Lord brought a young child.
你要做最大的，做头吗？做 first 吗？那你一定要做众人末后的。
And if you want to be the great and greatest or the first in the kingdom of heaven, you must become the last.
做众人的用人。
And you will become others' servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前，如果说我们要效法基督，有样学样，行不通。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we just say we want to follow the examples.
除非我们的心跟主的心一样，是像他这样谦虚己的心，同时他也是一个顺服的心。
If we only want to follow the example to act outwardly, it will not work. You must first take the mind of Christ, that mind of humility.
各行各业好像很多都有个制服，尤其是医生啊，你到医院去，都有衣服，都有一个制服，有个衣服。
And you know that in different, in many different trades, they have certain way to dress.
邮差呀 ，flight attendant 啊
，and postman like flight attendant.
你一穿上衣服，你身份就不同。
When you put on that garment, you took a different identity.
可是。当那个医生去替你修车子的时候，
But if the doctor is preparing a car for you,
当一个建筑师、设计师，他在给你做包子给你吃。
If an architect makes the buns for you,
张华弟兄自己是公司的总裁呀。
Brother Zhang Hua is the CEO of his own company.
他替我端水，替我们端水。
And he brought us water.
弟兄，很多的脱掉你的衣服，穿上披戴基督。扫厕所。
And if we just put on ourselves and clothes in Christ, then we can also clean the church bathrooms.
你替身边的弟兄在那里轮流守夜。
And also take care of brothers who are sick day and night.
这都是发生在我们当中的事。
And this all happened just among us.
虚己的心。
And this is the mind of humility.
顺服的心。
The mind of obedience.
谦卑的心。
And humble,
叫我们能够同一心一意
so that we can be of, we can become of one mind.
要彼此相合
and then we live in peace.
所以还有末了的话
so these are the final words.
愿弟兄们都喜乐
may all the brothers rejoice.
要做完全人。
Strive for perfection.
要受安慰。
Listen to appeals.
要同心合意。
Be of one mind.
要彼此和睦。
Live in peace.
彼此问安，勿要圣洁。
Greet one another with a holy kiss.
要被分别出来，分别为圣的意思。
And this means that we must be sanctified.
如此，仁爱和平的神必。常与我们同在。
In this way, the God of love and peace will be with us.
愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless His own word.
感谢主。
感谢主把他的话再次赐给我们，但愿有耳的，不应当听。我们起立唱诗532首。